Well,
hello. Hi, how you doing today?
All right.
Okay, great. Am I speaking with Jacob Mansour?
Yes.
Awesome. My name is Tony. I'm calling on behalf of Arizona Opinion Surveys. Now, I'm not selling anything. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably. Chances 50-50, or you're not going to vote?
Definitely.
Great. In the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what? Race?
Yes. Just to make sure that we're representing everybody. Asian, okay. And what is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
I am
23. Okay, great. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Progressive. Okay, great. And thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Sorry, I did not get that.
Okay, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied?
Oh, okay.
Satisfied, dissatisfied? Dissatisfied, okay. Very or just dissatisfied?
Just dissatisfied.
Okay. Just allow me a couple of moments. All right. Now, let me read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and the Congress most focused on, okay? Please rate them on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on, okay? Use them for most important, 5, somewhat, and 0, not important at all. Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
What about making housing more affordable?
8.
What about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
8.
What about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
9.
9, okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Do I approve?
Do you approve or disapprove?
Is there a middle?
Well, you can say somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Okay.
Somewhat approve.
And could you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100? 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, very cold and unfavorable. Okay. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
70.
What about the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
50. I don't.
Okay. Yeah. What about Democrats in Congress?
70.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on, okay? Now, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use 10 for most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not at all important. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
Somewhat important.
Okay. What about preventing underage tobacco use?
Important.
So would that be 10? You could select any number from 0 to 10.
Oh, sorry. 8.
What about banning different tobacco products for adults?
Five.
What about reducing... Six, okay. What about reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
9.
Okay. Now, we are halfway through, okay? Now, it's already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support a ban or oppose a ban?
I'll support the ban.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
In the middle.
Somewhat support or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefit.
Somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Somewhat.
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Like in the Health Food and Health Administration or just in general?
Yeah, the federal government.
Yeah, there's more important stuff.
More important stuff, okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus on its efforts on? Prohibition, harm reduction. Prohibition is an approach that focuses on any old tobacco use by banning products or flavors.
Harm reduction.
Harm reduction, okay. Now, well, I would like to read some things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Loss of tens of thousands of jobs, good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you very concerned that would happen? Somewhat, not very, not at all.
Somewhat.
Okay. What about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes? Very concerned? Somewhat? Not very. Not all concerned. Would you be very concerned, somewhat, about that outcome? Not very or not all concerned?
I'd be somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Now, let me read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please use a scale of 0 to 10 to rate them, okay? 10 will mean that you strongly agree with the statement. 5, somewhat. 0, not all. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions, these bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with it?
With focusing on harm reduction?
Pretty
or
much
with the whole statement?
The whole statement.
On a scale of what?
On 0 to 10. 10, you strongly agree. You can choose any number between 0 and 10. 5,
seven.
Somewhat agree. 7, okay. Now, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and mental bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. Would you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
4.
4? Okay. Our goal should be to help
people.
Is this
almost done?
Yes, we're almost done, as a matter of fact. Just allow me a couple of moments, okay? Let me go ahead and hurry this up for you, okay? We are about 80%, okay? Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Now, let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, would you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and older?
Would I support, like, on a scale? Is it a scale
No, actually, if you would support or oppose it, the ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and
slightly opposed.
Okay, somewhat opposed. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that?
Slightly support.
Slightly support. Regardless of what you spend on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Slightly opposed.
Okay, slightly more harm or more benefit?
Yeah, slightly harm.
Okay. Now, and would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would have no impact on your decision?
I would focus on other decisions. There are other factors.
Okay, so it would have no decision, no impact on your decision who to vote for, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Soda Pop.
Soda Pop?
Yes, soda. Yeah, and pop, yeah.
Soda? Yes.
Cigars?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
A smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Coffee?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
Beer?
Beer?
Beer, yes, beer.
Beer, yes.
Yes, beer. Okay. What about liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last year's what?
The last year of schooling that you have completed.
I'm still in college.
Okay. So the last year of school that you completed could be high school graduate? Because you're still in college, correct?
Okay. I guess high school. Yeah.
Okay. But you're going through a bachelor's degree?
Yes.
Okay. And are you married, single, separated, divorced, or
no.
widow? So you're single?
Single.
Okay. Do you have any children? 18 years of age or younger?
No.
Living in your house. Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Upper middle.
Upper middle class. Are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much, sir. We are complete with this survey. Thank you very much for your assistance. Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, sir.